Praise God indeed. Praise God indeed. How great He is. Let's get ready for church tonight. Hope everyone's doing well and had an opportunity just to enjoy this beautiful day the Lord's given us. If y'all would, let's stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. If I don't do this, somebody will call me during this. Do we have any spoken prayer requests on my right side tonight? Spoken prayer request. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I didn't see. Anyone else with a spoken prayer request? Don't want to miss anyone on my left side, in my congregation. Spoken prayer request.
They're all unspoken.
They're all unspoken. I know. Yeah. That's what I was going to say too. Just. Absolutely. Well, let's all, if you have any unspoken prayer requests, just show us. You know, God knows exactly what we need. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you this evening. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for just the opportunity you've given us to gather together in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, may we just be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to worship you, dear Lord, but ready to receive your word, dear Lord, ready just to be filled with your spirit, dear Lord, just to be encouraged, Lord, by your word and the message that goes forth. Lord, we thank you again for each and every one here that's able to be with us tonight. Dear Lord, for those here with the teens in their class and with the Bible study class going on downstairs for the young ones. But, dear Lord, also we pray for those watching online. Dear Lord, we ask you just to touch each and every situation. You've seen those hands were raised. You've heard that spoken and unspoken prayer request tonight, dear Lord. We know you're bigger than cancer, dear Lord. You're better than every situation that comes against us, Lord, and we just put it all into your mighty hands. Lord, we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your many blessings, dear Lord. We thank you for that precious blood. Most of all, for that precious blood that you've shed for us. Lord, we just give you all the honor and all the glory, dear Lord. As we open this service again, dear Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor, strengthen him in the ministry that you've set before him. And, dear Lord, we ask now for every ministry that goes forth, dear Lord, that you'll just continue to multiply, dear Lord, that your word will go forth. I know that your love will be shown to this world today, dear Lord. I pray for our country. Lord, I pray for our nation. And, dear Lord, for our community, dear Lord. We just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. We want to change the song up back there. So we're to page 251. We'll understand it by and by. Brother Eddie's going to lead us in it tonight. I'm going to be a tag along.
Off and tossed and driven on the restless sea of time, rolling clouds and howling tempests off the sea,
light to shine in that land of perfect day.
When the mist is rolled away, we will understand it better by and by.
We will tell the story how we overcome. God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But he guides us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, or we'll understand it better by and by. We'll by and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God gathered home, we will tell the story, how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Let's skip the fourth verse, since I don't sing the fourth verse real good. I didn't sing the other three verses real good, but let's sing the chorus again. I like that part. We'll by and by when the morning comes, all the saints of God gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Understand it better by and by.
Amen.
By and by.
Praise God.
Amen. When the morning comes.
Amen. I know. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Just again, just welcome everybody. Those coming in, those watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal. Appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering and then call on some special singers. I have one announcement here. I did the update Sunday. I can't remember service, but I want to do it again. You know, we've been talking about the Samaritan's Purse and the Operation Christmas Child. We've got the dates and they're right upon us, like they're here already. We were just talking a minute ago, November's next week. So the deadline to bring things, whether you're doing a shoebox on your own or you're bringing the items for your shoebox, will be Wednesday night, November 16th. So if you have any questions, please see Mr. Lane. He's got the list of items that we need, and also a list of suggestions if you'd like to do something wrong. She also got the shoeboxes in, those that are already pre-made for it. If you'd like to get some, she's got those. Just let her know we can do it, and then we'll decide on the packing and the procedures, how we'll go through it each year. But we're just asking the Lord to bless and just anoint. I know it's a busy time for everybody, and we just thank you for your many blessings. And also, if you'd like to help with the postage mailing fee, they're $10 per box. In your offering or in the envelope, and just turn it in with your offering. And the Lord is very good about separating it for Thomas. But we thank y'all and we love you each and every one. Any other announcements? Right, and we'll have more information on our Thanksgiving dinner too. I've got to get it written up here so I can glance at it and we throw it at you correctly. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Brother Thomas, would you? Okay, Miss Tabitha. Brenda, you got a song?
Well, y'all pray for me. I overindulged over the weekend and it did not work well. But I have just not felt good today, and I really thought about staying at home, and I thought, you know, the Lord has been so good to me, and he let me work. I worked all day, and I'm planning on working tomorrow. So, you know, why not go and praise him? Just, yeah. You know, praise him for everything. You don't feel good, well, he's working on it, you know? So, and then I was going to tell Brother Jim, you know what, I don't feel like singing. But he's been so good to me, and he's been so good to my family, and he let us have a vacation, and he let me be stupid enough to overindulge, and I enjoyed it while I was overindulging. But anyway, y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me that I'll feel better and that I'll have mind enough to think about it before I do it next time. I searched and I searched for the road that leads to glory. I wondered if I'd ever find the way. I sat down to rest, for my feet had grown so weary. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed and I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seemed so lonely. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, baby, get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed and I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seemed so lonely. Then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. People said I'd never make it. Never see it through, but they don't know what keeps me going. I guess I never have met you. My life was in shambles till the day you came along. You turned my tears my heart, you touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on. You're the best thing.
Lord, they share something before I go down. I had posted the other day that my childhood pastor passed away suddenly, and he sent me a scripture every single day of my life. And Chris, and I think it was Gabe, was talking the other night about one of the last things that he told them, because he not only messaged me, he messaged my whole entire family, including my daddy's sister. Everybody that went to church under him, he would send them scripture every day of their life, even though he was retired. And he was telling Chris and Gabe, he said, "You better get ready because the Lord's coming soon." And one of our last conversations we had was probably not even a month ago. He was telling me, he said, "Sis, the Lord is about to return and that we need to be ready." And I couldn't help but to think about what an impact he made on my life, but I know where he is today and where we're going. And I always want to treasure those things that he sowed into my life. Just like with Brother Eddie, I reminisced the other day thinking about from him on down to Brother Eddie, what they've planted in my life. And I'm thankful for the pastors that's been in my life.
Brother Eddie gets ready. I have a quick testimony. It was a week ago. I texted about my dad. They had taken him by ambulance. Responsive. And he's still in the hospital. I want to give God the glory. Because as you said, even when we have those times to where just I'm sitting there with him, having a chance, that life just kind of go through mine, and you think about those reminiscings, and as I was just speaking scripture to him, not that I'm anything special, it's all about God, but I could see a different expression on his face, and I give God the glory for that. That's me. But my sister, and the main brag is the sister picture. I was there yesterday afternoon, and wake up, he gets more active at night. The other thing, still don't know everything. They pulled out a blood clot, some other things they thought. But my sister sent a picture last night, and she had his bed cranked way up. He was actually sitting up with his food. All we've been doing, all I've been able to do, just sweet potatoes or something, off down. But I want to give God the glory because I see improvement, and I know it's in God's hands. And where else we're going to go but to the Lord, right? In these times of need. Praise God.
Anybody else? I've been good to anybody?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're glory. God is so good. Amen. Man, yes. Right. Amen, that's true. Yes. Amen. Amen. That is so true. You know, God works in mysterious ways. That don't mean it's ooh, like that. God works in ways we don't understand. It's not a mystery to Him. He's not surprised with anything that happens in our life. But, you know, where could I go? I was thinking, you know, where do people go that don't have a relationship with Christ? That's scary for me, because that's the first one I go to. You know, most of the time. Sometimes I might try to do something else, but I end up going to Jesus, because that's what works. And He is that comfort, and He's always available. And thank God for that. And that's a blessing. You know, I've often said this: if the Lord never ever answers another prayer from me, I've got already too much to thank Him for what He's already done. But by faith, I believe He's still going to answer prayers too, because He tells us that as our faith is, so shall it be. Amen. And you love Jesus. God is so great, isn't He? Amen. It's wonderful. Had it been a glorious day, I mean a wonderful day, a picturesque day. I was able to go with a beautiful lady today, and we rode up and down the roads, and we rode out and looked at some trees and stopped at several shops, and, you know, just enjoyed a wonderful day. And I'm going to try to remember the route and take Sister Penny there sometime. Y'all do know I'm kidding, right? Don't everybody say amen to that. I've been enough trouble. No, me and Sister Penny had a good day today, just riding around, looking and enjoying each other's company. And that in itself is a miracle after 47 years that you can enjoy one another's company. But we did. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, we're going to go in the book of Philippians tonight, and we're going to touch on several scriptures. But I'm going to take a very familiar scripture as our scripture text, one that by some measure is maybe one of the most popular scriptures that is used and borrowed from the Word of God. Many people use this. I've seen it on caps and hats. I've seen it in athletes. I've seen it in a lot of places that people are needing the strength of the Lord and trusting in the strength of the Lord. And by now you probably know what that scripture is. It is Philippians 4:13, which simply says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how we love You and how we thank You, God, for Your goodness, for Your mercy, Lord, for Your amazing grace and love. Thank You for those who've gathered here tonight, God, those who may be viewing by live stream. Father, I pray, God, that You would just reach out to each and every person. Lord, God, I pray, Lord, that You would anoint these lips of clay and this vessel tonight. God, nothing more than just a mouthpiece. Speak to us that You would have us to hear. Father, I thank You for Your word. God, I thank You that we can trust and put our faith in You. God, no matter how rough the road, no matter how high the mountain, God, You're always there with us, Lord. And I pray, God, that we'll continue to place our faith in You. Whatever battles lie ahead, God, whatever we seem to face, we know that we won't face it alone. And we give You praise and honor and glory. And we thank You, Lord, for all Your blessings. And we ask it in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I intend to do a little scripture reading tonight. And if I had a message title, it would simply be, Through Christ, I Can. Everybody say that with me tonight. Through Christ, I can. Now, words mean something. And the Bible didn't see fit to use with Christ, but the Bible says with Christ all things are possible. But on this particular situation, the writer, which is Paul, writes this, that through Christ, or I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Meaning that we may have Christ with us, but sometimes we need to go through Christ to get certain things done in our life. Things that are impossible by man, the Bible says, are made possible by God. I read one place where somebody described that scripture. It means self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Let me read that again. Self-sufficient. Now, if self-sufficient without the rest of it doesn't get us very far. We may think that we're self-sufficient. We may think that we got everything under control. But this says basically self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And how many knows that Christ's sufficiency is well above more than you and I will ever need? I want to go back to where this begins. Like I said, we're going to read some scripture in the book of Philippians. First of all, I want us to realize that Paul was not writing this from the comfort of his home. Nor was he writing that from evangelistic service or a church service. History tells us he was writing it from a jail cell. He was in bonds. He was in prison. But he loved the church at Philippi so much that he saw need and felt a strong need to write them a letter or an epistle to continue ministering to them, even though he was in bonds and even though he was incarcerated, if you will. And it's not a letter of, poor pitiful me, what has happened to me in this situation, and I need some help. It was, I'm praying for you, and I'm thinking of you, and I'm loving you, and I'm encouraging you, and I want to send you a letter of not only instruction, but encouragement as well. And there's several topics that he addresses in this particular letter. First of all, let's read verses 1, or chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. He says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy. You know, I thought about that scripture. Sister Tabitha was talking about her childhood pastor. If him to send a scripture every day, then you were in his thoughts every day of his life. And not only you, but the congregation. No matter what he was doing, no matter how busy he was, he saw time to not only pray for them and keep them in remembrance, but send them a scripture. And Paul was doing the very same thing to the congregation at Philippi. He said, I thank my God every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all. Because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. That's just basically the introduction of his letter. And only once does he mention his bonds. He doesn't use the entirety or even a part of the letter to tell them how bad it is in prison or what kind of food they're giving him, or even if they're giving him any food, or whether he's been beaten or anything like that. He's very concerned, and in all of his remembrance of prayer and thoughts is for the church, and it's for the congregation and how they're doing, and if they're still keeping their faith and they're still doing the works and the good fruits that comes along with salvation. So not only is he thinking of them, but he's encouraging them as well as giving instruction. Now he goes on to, and I want to go to the second chapter and read verses 1 through 5. And this we use many times when we have people that are joining the church. It's a wonderful scripture that talks about the unity of the body. It says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Again, he goes into a little deeper direction and instruction to the church. And I thought how wonderful it was that he chose this time while he was still in prison to write that strength and encouragement to the church, and letting them know that there needed to be unity in the body, and that they did not do anything in a prideful manner or self-righteous manner, but let all things be done in one mind and one accord, and also to let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Basically telling them that through Christ, I can. or through Christ, you can. And this is something that we need to understand and know. No matter how long you've been saved, no matter how long you've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and working for the Lord and living for the Lord, we all get to a tendency sometimes when we want to handle matters in our own way and try to take control of things and do it our way, and only to find out that doesn't work. Many, many times we actually mess it up more than we help it. And then we finally turn to God and let God straighten out the mess that we've made. So he's trying to tell them and trying to encourage them that with Christ or through Christ, you can. And you know what? You can apply that to anything in your life, any situation, any problem, any sickness, any affliction. Now we want to talk about in verse number 12 through 16, in that same particular chapter, in chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. In other words, practicing humility. Humility plays a great part in the body of church and the body of the church, and I'm talking about the saints of God. You know, lifting one another up, helping one another. It's not about us, it's all about him. You'll hear that saying here at First Pentecostal a lot. We say that mainly to remind ourselves, because sometimes we might get in our own mind and on our own self and say, well, look what I did or what has been done by the church. But it's never really about us, it's always about him. And Paul is too, he's trying to drive that point home to the congregation. And isn't that great that he can minister to the congregation while he's being in prison? Not for any illegal act that he had done, but just for preaching Jesus Christ. And I know, or how many knows that sometimes just for preaching or teaching or testifying about Jesus Christ sometimes gets us in situations where people don't like that and they want to stomp you out or want to stomp out your word or tear your ministry down. And we're seeing that in the day and hour that we're living in. And, you know, God forbid that we get thrown in jail, Brother Chris, for preaching the word of God. But if that happens, we need to understand what Paul was saying. Through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. And when we read these scriptures, I want us to apply that in our life. And there are several examples and situations that we could use, because so many times when we think we can't, and we know we can't, but through Christ, we can. Let's go to chapter 3 and read verses 10 through 14. And all of this basically is just a letter of instruction and a letter of encouragement to the church at Philippi. Chapter number 3, verses 10 through verse number 14. Paul says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. In other words, I press on. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Basically, what he's telling them, above all, trust in Christ. Above all, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not necessarily ourselves or what we can do, but always in every situation, trust in the Lord. Forgetting those things which are behind us. And sometimes that's a hard thing for a Christian to do, because God, when he forgives, he forgets, but we don't forget. We still remember the things of the past, and that's what makes me be so much more thankful for what Jesus done. He loved me anyway. He forgave me of my sin. He picked me up. He brought me out of a horrible pit. He set my feet on a solid rock, established my goings, and I am forever thankful for what he done. but yet the memory still remembers the thing, and Satan jumps all over that sometimes. And Paul says the same thing. He said, the one thing I do, I'm going to forget all of that, and I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling for Christ. In other words, I want to do everything I can to be pleasing unto the Lord, being thankful, being an obedient servant, being submissive to His will and to His word in everything that I do. And now finally, or actually, I got two more that I want to read. Chapter number 4, verse 4 through 7. It's wonderful the way he broke this letter down. He starts off with a salutation, instruction and encouragement. Then he talks about the unity of the body. And then he talks about practice humility. And he talks about putting Christ above all. And now he encourages the church at Philippi to be thankful or have a thankful heart. He says in verse number 4 of the 4th chapter, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then you know verse number 8, you know, think on those things. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are holy, and all of those wonderful things. So be thankful in everything that we do. Now, finally, in verse number 11 through 13, and then we'll get to where our lesson text was. He says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. Everybody say, I have learned. This is going to be very, very important in the application. It's easy to say, but have we learned? Have we learned from our past events? Have we learned from our failures? Have we learned from our pitfalls? Have we really, really learned to be content at where God has us in this particular time in our life? He said, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, that's the particular passage that we read first when we first stood up here, and we said, you know, a lot of people use this as a means of attaining a goal or performing at their highest ability or simply achieving something in life. And all of that is well and good. But you got to understand where this was written from. And basically the text that he was writing it about. He was not writing it saying, I am this, or I can do this, or look what God has done for me. But he's saying, whatsoever state I am in, whatever situation arises in my life, I know how to be content. Why? Because with Christ, or through Christ rather, I can do all things. And basically what he's saying, if you leave the Christ part out, I really can't do anything. I can't do anything. You know, whatever I do was not going to be productive. Whatever I do is probably going to get me more harm than good. But through Christ, I can do all things. And basically what he's talking about, and this is what really, really began to weigh on my heart, because many, many times I think I have even used that particular scripture, maybe a little out of context. Because it's easy to pick you a scripture out, amen. But sometimes we need to go back and read, you know, the origin of it and where they were going with that. And basically, you know, Paul's in a bad situation. I mean, this is not a luxurious suite that he's writing this from. This is from a smelly, dark, rank prison cell, when it seems like, as a human, we might say, God, why in the world have you got me in this place? Why, Lord, am I going through this? And probably sometimes that's the first thing that comes in our mind when we are put in a situation like that. But as we said earlier, God works in mysterious ways, not mystery to him, but a mystery to us. And maybe God wanted the Apostle Paul to be here in this particular time to reminisce and to think how dependent he is on God. I think the Lord wants us to know that we have to be dependent on Him. But if we remember the text, or we remember the title tonight, through Christ, I can. And through Christ, I can means that we can overcome, we can be victorious. We don't have to become a victim. We don't have to be abused by Satan and all of the wiles of the devil, because through Christ, through His Spirit that lives within us, through His power. How many knows that Christ is more powerful than anything Satan could ever muster out of hell? There's nothing that Satan can come against the Lord that the Lord won't be victorious over him. But we have to go through Christ in order to be victorious. We have to go through Christ in order to make ourselves know and understand that we can. So as we reminisce and as we think of situations, and maybe we'll open it up for just a little bit and give you an opportunity where there was a situation that arose in your life. And, you know, we use the term a lot of times, I won't say we do, but society uses the term, that's humanly impossible. How many believes that there's things that are humanly impossible? But how many also knows that the Bible says the things that are impossible with man are made possible by God? I know that there's things in my life in the past that I never could have overcome. I never could have had victory over it unless it was through Christ. But the Lord is always there for us, and we need to remember that through Christ I can. Through Christ I can overcome. Through Christ I can rise above it. Through Christ, amen, I can turn from my evil ways of the past, amen, and focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. So has anybody here tonight got an example, maybe something that you knew without a shadow of a doubt that you'd never been able to do that, never been able to accomplish that on your own, but through Christ, He made a way? It could be financial, it could be spiritual, it could be something on the job, it could be something, I don't know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, almost everybody has got a situation or a testimony or something to relate that... had it not been for God, had it not been for Christ, man, you would have never been able to accomplish. You would never have been able to get through it. You'd never been able to do it. Is anyone tonight would share with us? Hopefully. Yes, ma'am. I can only imagine, sister. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so those of you on live stream, marriage came up. You know, through Christ, I can. You know, and a lot of folks they give up on it too quick today because they don't really keep God in their, and trust in the Lord, and sometimes marriage, not like it's supposed to, or not like it's planned. But how many knows it is? It's a difficult thing sometimes. It's not all a rose garden. Sometimes it's thorns with it, you know. My granddaddy used to say when he would have the little counseling with a couple that was going to get married, and he told me and Penny the same thing, but every time he would tell them the same thing. He said, now, when you first get married, said, you just going to think she's the sweetest thing in the world. Said, you could just eat her up. She's so sweet. And he said, in about 10 years, you'd have wished you had. I can still hear him say that over and over, you know. And I don't think anybody had a more perfect and sweet marriage than my granddaddy and grandmother, but he'd be the first to tell you. He said, if anybody tells you they've never had any problems or arguments, said, they're lying to you. But you can work through them. Okay, with that situation, we apply this. Through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. You know, it looks impossible, it looks hard, it looks difficult, but through Christ, I can. So marriage would fit into that. Anything else? And you knew without a shadow of a doubt that was God's help that did that. Yeah. So work has been mentioned, and probably every one of us can relate to that, that there's days that, you know, Lord, I can't do this. I just can't do it. I remember several times when I was driving to Douglasville, I'm going on I-20, and one of those mornings, like a Monday morning, it's pouring down rain, and it's going to be a bad day. And I really thought about, in my flesh, just driving as far as I-20 would take me. Not stopping off in Douglasville and going to work, but just running away. But you can't run away from your troubles. You can't run away from your obligations. But those are the days, Sister Virginia, that you would say, Lord, through Christ I can. Awful day, but through Christ I can. And you know what? We made it. We made it through. Made it through 34 years of that. So we talked about marriage, absolutely, work, and the things, the hardships of work. I noticed Sister Karen was nodding her head when you were sharing with that, and I know she shared with me there's some days that she just said, oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it through the day. But with Christ, or through, I keep saying with Christ, but I really think it means through Christ. You know, because I can have Christ here with me, but I still got to go through Christ in order to make this thing work. Okay, those are two really good examples. Anybody else? Got a few more. Excellent example, our finances, and that's something probably all of us can attest to at times. My money runs out before the week, before the paycheck gets here. But I think about the meal barrel, and I think about the little widow. You know, sometimes we might like the Lord to just fill up our meal barrel, but when we think about it, you know, he'd just have enough each time we go back to the meal barrel. But again, we can apply that. Through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. Now, the I can means there's some things I might have to do on myself, but I'm still trusting in the Lord, amen? Because we could easily say, well, if I'm going to work today, but I'm not going to do anything, Lord, you just do it. You know, and I don't think that's worked. It's through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. Marriage, work, finances, anything else? Have we missed anything? I'm sure we have. Sister Tabitha? Through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. Sickness. And I love what you said about not owning that sickness. You know, we use the analogy sometimes. It's how you speak. Somebody asks you how you doing, you say, I'm trying to get a cold. But if you're saying, you know, I'm trying not to catch this cold. speak it. You know, I rebuke it. I rebuke sickness. You may be sick, you know, but I'm just not going to admit that. Because through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. Y'all remember me telling you about the analogy of we were in the seminar and the person speaking asked us all to get up and go over the wall and reach as high as we possibly could and then put a little piece of tape there or whatever. And then we went back, and he went on and said something else. Then he said, I want to do the same thing now. So I want you to go back to that wall exactly where you were, and I want you to reach higher. But he's already told us, I want you to reach as high as you can. 100% of us went back, and we reached higher than that initial thing. Through Christ, you can. And a lot of it has that ability of faith to believe that you can do all things through Christ. Anyone else? We got marriage, we got work, we got finances, we got sickness. Perfect example, the death of a loved one. That's so true. And I've even heard people say, I can't go on. I've lost so-and-so. I've lost it. I can't go on. I can't live without them. But through Christ, you can. You know, it may not be easy for the flesh, but through Christ, you can. Those of you that are on live stream, we're hearing some wonderful testimonies backing up the fact that with Christ or through Christ, we can do all things. And if you can't hear, there's only so much live stream can do. So we invite you to come and be in church with us, and you'll get all of it. So we've had a wonderful time of feedback tonight, and just to let us know that in every situation, there is not a thing that we can mention that we can't apply that to. Through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. Even if it's reached a little higher, even if it's go to the meal barrel one more time or whatever situation it is, through sickness, affliction, work, all of those wonderful things that we can put our faith and trust in God. God bless you. We love you. I know this is just a little bit different tonight, but that was so embedded in my mind, I just couldn't put it down. And I said, well, Lord, let's just read Philippians then, because it's all good. And you can go back and rehearse that or reread it again and apply that to your life. And what I really got out of it is in every situation, in fact, I cannot name a situation that little saying won't work. Through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. But you know what I have to do? I have to remind myself. I have to remind myself. And I want that embedded on the tables of my heart. That no matter what I face, with Christ, I can. With Christ, I'm going to be an overcomer. Amen. In fact, the Bible says we're more than conquerors through Christ. If you'd stand tonight, God bless you. Thank you again for coming on a Wednesday night. We don't dismiss without giving you an opportunity. If anyone's here tonight that needs prayer,
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, just love the Lord. One more hand clap of praise, if you will. Brother Jim, you dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I love the Word of God. I love Bible studies. I love that. And it put in perspective that Scripture. And I, too, even in the running and the stuff that I do, you see it all the time. Through Christ. Journey. And we're just giving it all to the Lord. That's what we have to do, is release it to Him. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God. I don't know about who. Is anybody that can't leave with a smile on their face to see, to know that God's got it? And if you just can't feel it in your heart. For you online, if you, again, your prayer requests, your needs, please put it in the comment section. We want to hear your praise reports too, because we know God's working. And we do have those in our congregation that's preparing for surgery, preparing for procedures, waiting on test results. And we're also want to lift each and every one of you up. And we just love each and every one of you. Yes, Miss Lori. Uh-huh. Surgery went well. Absolutely. So many. Well, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed, but I want to invite you all back Sunday morning bright and early for Sunday school. We'd love to have you. Well, you know, if you have any questions about it, please get with us. We have multiple classes, and we'd have to start that journey. And it just kind of opens up and just gives us that opportunity to get really fed and ready for the service each morning. So we love y'all. With this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we do love and praise you. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for your mercy and your grace and your love. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. But most of all, dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to share in this time with you, dear Lord, and for your word to be read, dear Lord, for it to feed us. Lord, may we be strengthened by every word that there is. Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Evening, praise God.